He's really been driving that home, hasn't he? And rebuking the Galatian Christians for listening to and believing the false teachers regarding the law that came in and said that they had to add circumcision, they had to add the keeping of the law to their salvation. So Paul has spent two whole chapters rebuking them for this and correcting the doctrine, laying it all out, and now he moves into the practical. So it's been quite a long haul with this doctrinal correction, if you will. But now he brings it home. Remember in verse 1, he told them to stand fast there in chapter 5. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And tonight, where we finished at verse 12, we start in verse 13. He says, brethren, you've been called unto liberty. So there again, he reminds us of the liberty that we have in Christ from bondage, from the law, from the observance of days and so forth. But he says, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is filled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So he's driving home, yes, we have the liberty, but that doesn't mean we have the liberty to sin. It means we have the liberty to serve. Amen? That's our title, liberty to serve. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that tonight we would grow and learn through your precious word. Thank you for the liberty that we have in Christ. And I pray, Lord, that each one of us would strive to put it to use this year and serve you, serve others, serve the lost, as we've talked about. So, Lord, have your way in our hearts. Thank you. May you be glorified in this time. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. So here in verse 1, we see again, you've been called unto liberty. We have liberty from something, and that is condemnation and bondage, which Paul, again, has been driving home. Verse 1 there, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, talking about the bondage of the law, the bondage of adding to salvation. The Bible says in John 5:24, if you want to turn there, that we have been rescued from condemnation. Hallelujah. John chapter 5, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Isn't that beautiful? No more condemnation. We are free. We have been freed from condemnation, freed from bondage. And so that is the first point tonight, is we have liberty from something, and that is bondage, condemnation. But then, verse 13 of Galatians 5, now we have liberty to something. So we have liberty from bondage, condemnation. Now what do we have liberty to? Well, first of all, we have liberty to obey God and not the flesh. Notice he says there, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. And so we have now the liberty to obey God rather than obey the old man, the flesh. We are, 1 Corinthians 6:12, if you want to turn there, completely free from the law. But we have a Lord now. We have a master now. Amen? And so we are not free to disobey his commandments. 1 Corinthians 10:12, all things are lawful unto me. This is Paul speaking. But all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So he's again rehashing the liberty that we have. But he says it's still wrong to be brought under the power of this world and the flesh and so forth. We have the liberty to obey God's commands. If you look at 1 Peter 2:16, Peter drives this point home as well. 1 Peter 2:16. Remember, we talked about how we've been made free. Notice 1 Peter 2:16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. So we have the liberty to obey God. Amen. That's our second point. Our third point, chapter 5, verse 13, he says, but by love. We have the liberty to love. We're talking about liberty from and to, from bondage, from condemnation, to obedience, and to love. Amen? By love, he says. Jesus told us in John 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. John 13, 34, 35. We are here to love. We now have the liberty to love. With no shackles, we can love freely our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not to be a stumbling block. We're not to harm their conscience. We're not to wound them. We're not to offend them. We're to love them. We're to meet their needs. We're to encourage them. We're to admonish them. So we have liberty to obey God's commandments. We have liberty to love others. And verse 13 of Galatians 5, we have liberty to serve. Notice he says, by love, serve one another. Paul says, you have liberty from bondage, from condemnation. You're free. Only don't use your liberty to sin. Use it to serve. Amen? We're here to serve. Serve who? One another. We talked about this recently on a Sunday morning. Jesus said, he that is greatest among you, let him be your servant. That's how God measures greatness in his word. And we looked at John 13 recently, where Christ washed the disciples' feet. And he said, I did this to be an example. Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:19, if you want to turn there, says that he's made himself a servant. 1 Corinthians 9:19, we looked at this, I think, Sunday before last. He says, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. The Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So yes, we have been given liberty from condemnation, from bondage, from the law, from trying to earn salvation. We've been given complete liberty from that. But we've been given liberty so that we might obey God, we might love one another, and we might serve one another. We have the liberty to do that. He finishes there in Galatians 5:14. He says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We looked at that recently on a Sunday night. Anybody remember what book that's found in? Love your neighbor as yourself. It's not an Exodus where the rest of the law is given. So what's the book we looked at after Exodus? Leviticus. Remember chapter 19. That little tidbit hiding in there amidst a whole bunch of other little laws was, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The most quoted Old Testament verse in the New Testament is Leviticus of all books. 19:18, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We have the liberty to not only love and serve others, we have the liberty to sacrifice ourselves for others. Because that's what he says. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We have no trouble loving ourselves, do we? We're very self-centered, very self-focused. God says, no, I want you to love your neighbor like that, like you love yourself, which requires sacrifice. Look at Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. It requires a willingness to look at others first. Notice he says, Romans 15, 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. We all struggle with this, again, because of our selfishness. But, you know, the Bible says in Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The verse before it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So we have the liberty to sacrifice for others. Beautiful passage, isn't it? This liberty that we have in Christ. Like I said, Paul now has moved to the practical, hasn't he? We have the liberty from all these things, which he's spent chapters and allegories teaching us. He says, now that we have this liberty and I've driven that home, I want you to put that liberty to use, that you might obey God's commandments, that you might love one another, serve one another, and that you might sacrifice yourself for others. You have the liberty to do that, he says. The liberty to serve. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and this beautiful truth that we have liberty in Christ, that we might serve others. I pray we would put that into practice. And Lord, that we would honor you in the process. So thank you so much for speaking to our hearts through your precious and powerful word. We love you in Jesus.